You know, as a company that's dedicated to the works of William Shakespeare, normally we do works that have existed for over 400 years. But this year, for our community tour, which is our program where we take a Shakespeare play throughout the state, traveling to locations like prisons and senior centers and community centers, we have commissioned two artists to write a brand new musical inspired by Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. So Delaware Shakespeare's doing a new musical in fall of 2020.
What's the name of it?
Well, that's part of the fun of doing a new work. We don't know yet. We know it is inspired by Twelfth Night. It may have the same title. I mean, the artist may keep it as Twelfth Night, or as they write and create, they may decide that they find another title that captures better what they are creating.
Any other hints you want to give us about 2020 for Delaware Shakespeare?
Well, one more hint about the musical of Twelfth Night. You know, the character of Viola is kind of the main character in Twelfth Night, and at the beginning of the play, she is shipwrecked and separated from her brother and thrown onto a new land and kind of forced to figure out how to go about with that. So our creators see some resonance in that with the immigrant story. So they are pursuing the idea of having the musical be bilingual and having Viola be a Latina immigrant. So that could be something very interesting.
David, give people some background who are not familiar with Delaware Shakespeare.
Sure. We're a professional theater company. Next year, 2020, will be our 18th year of operation. And our vision is to make Delaware a place where people from all walks of life can celebrate and explore their shared humanity through the works of William Shakespeare, or in this case, works inspired by William Shakespeare. We do the fall community tour. This will be our fifth year of doing that. And then every summer, we do an outdoor production at Rockwood Park, which this year is going to be The Tempest, which is my personal favorite Shakespeare play, and I'm going to be directing it this summer, so I'm very excited about that.
I bet you are. Hey, Delaware Shakespeare also accepting headshots and resumes for actors for the new season. Talk about that.
Yeah, we like to cast the net far and wide. So on January 4th, we're doing auditions, monologues, and songs in this case. So you can look at our website under jobs and find information about how you can submit your headshot and resume and come audition for us.
Are you looking? Do people need? Let me ask it this way: do people need anything in particular? What are you looking for when you look for actors for your 2020 season?
We're looking for great actors, multicultural actors who can take this language that's 400 years old and make it ring true to life today. That's really the main thing we are looking for. And this year we're looking for people who can sing.
Is that always hard to find, people that can sing?
It's, you know, it's definitely, you know, much like it is a unique skill set to be able to take the language of Shakespeare and make it ring authentic, it's also a unique skill set to be able to stand in front of people and sing and make that appear like a natural expression of being a human being.
Well, I can tell you this right now. I can't act or sing, so I will not be auditioning. I'm sorry. So how can people get more information if they want to audition?
They just go to delshakes.org, and there's actually a post at the bottom of that about the auditions, or there's a post under the jobs portion of the website as well.
David, it's always so great to talk to you. Why is Delaware Shakespeare so important for the First State?
Well, I think what we try to do is to bond connections between people from different groups, and, you know, in the First State and across the U.S. right now, we seem to be siloing off into our different, you know, our different realms. And what we really love to try to do is get the broadest possible mix of the community together and experience these stories together. And we watch these 400-year-old stories and go, wait, I have something in common with that, and I have something in common with the person I'm watching this story with. And we hope to break down some barriers and make us all realize we're all in this human experiment together.
Anything else about the 2020 season you want people to know about?
Yeah, I'll say that we do a fun event every in February called Shakespeare and St. Valentine, where we do romantic scenes and sonnets. And this year, the Lewis Public Library has invited us to come down and do it in Lewis. So we'll be doing one performance up here in Wilmington, one performance in Smyrna, and then we'll be coming to Sussex this year with Shakespeare and St. Valentine.